Lord God in this place. Feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. You may be seated. Feel the Holy Ghost. And God's good. God's a good God. And I don't know about you, but I'm warm. It's hot up here. Or down here. Praise God. Amen. And I notice that you have thinner air here. It is much thinner. Praise God. Amen. Not used to seeing spots all the time, but I bet I'll get used to it by the end of the week. While we're worshiping, I prayed a little prayer. I said, Lord, I need some oxygen. I said, God, it's a really simple prayer, but I need it to survive. Praise God. Amen. Feels good to be here, glad to be here. And we drove from Washington. We started on a drive a couple days ago on Friday and got here last night. And so thank you, Pastor Newland, for inviting us and having us come. And I just want to have a move of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm here to see and be a part of. Praise God. Not really interested in much else. I know that Sparks is a nice city and right next to Reno, and there's other places, but I'm not necessarily interested in the sights to see. I'm interested in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I'm here for one reason. I see back there it says revival time. Right. And I want to see revival in the places that I go.
Right.
And so that's what I'm interested here in these next couple services that we have. And I know that we're going to have a little break tonight. Amen. But I hope that somebody can rally with me. Amen. The next couple services. We have three services this week. And my prayer is this. Amen. That there might be somebody that prays to the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then somebody might be baptized in Jesus' name. And some saints pray through the Holy Ghost that need a renewing. Praise God. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. God's so good.
Yes.
God is so good.
Yes.
Amen. Glad to be here and thankful that my wife is here, my young son Judah. Judah's just a little over a year old and he's a rascal. He's crazy. Amen. If you ask him to pray for you and lean out your forehead, he'll lay hands on you and pray for you. Amen. He has great discernment. If he doesn't pray for you, if he doesn't pray for you, you're okay. But if he prays for you, you need it. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you turn with me to Matthew 26:6? And I do sing a little bit, but I am really not that good of a singer. Amen. But I do love to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And if I get the opportunity, I might sing to you. Amen.
All right.
Come on. I might. But I just love to praise Him. I'm not that good of a piano player either, but I like to praise God. And I played music and played guitar out in the world before I came to God. And when I got in church, I did play the electric guitar it's going on 10 years, almost 10 years. And just didn't need that electric guitar, but I started playing piano. Started praising God on another instrument. That was just the way I felt. I didn't really want to keep playing the old stuff. Amen, because I'm a new man.
Amen.
Let's read this verse here, Matthew 26:6. It says, now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. This means he was obviously sitting at the table eating. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. And when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. I want to preach to you just for a little while. To what purpose is this waste? To what purpose is this waste? Why don't we lift our hands and pray for just a moment? Pray that God would help us in this place. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. We're praying for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We're praying for your word to go forth. God, praying in the name of Jesus Christ that you'd help us in this house. We need you, Lord, more than ever this morning. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord, this morning to do your will, to have your way, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let everybody say amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise God, praise God. I'm really trying to just gather myself. Praise the Lord. It's just so little oxygen here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Usually I run around and get all crazy, but I just can't feel like I'm going to be okay doing it. Amen. To what purpose is this waste? I want to point out three things to you this morning. To what purpose is this waste? He also said, she did it for my burial. Yeah. And the last thing he said is, it would be told for a memorial. So let me tell you that anything that you do for God is not a waste.
Right.
And anything that you give to God is not a waste.
Right.
And anything that you change for God is not a waste.
Right.
Now, I've tangled a little bit with the adversary. I understand that the Bible says he's a liar.
Right.
And that he's the father of them. And I just so happen to feel like what he does most often, the adversary is begin to lie to his people and begin to try to deter you from what is right. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Does anybody have the Holy Ghost today?
Amen.
Let's start again. Do you feel the Holy Ghost here?
Yes.
Do you feel the Holy Ghost? Is anybody happy that you have the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord. Baptized in Jesus' name. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm not running around here, it's just because I can't breathe. But I need your help this morning. Praise the Lord. God's good. He's the father of lies. And the Bible says that he's come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Right.
That's right. To do, and that's what he wants to do this morning.
Right.
Amen. He wants to steal your joy.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants to steal your salvation.
Yes.
He wants to make you to fall.
Right.
Amen. He wants to, amen, somehow come up with a way to deter you from the life that God wants you to live.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. He's the father of lies. And I just so happen to be very mad at the devil. Amen. I stay in a constant fit with him. Amen. Over the fact, praise the Lord, that he likes to lie to me and my family. Amen. And to churches that I go and I visit, I see that the devil is lying to people.
Right.
Amen. But God is truth. And God's trying to tell you, praise the Lord. God's trying to talk to you. Amen. He's trying to let you know. Amen. I want to tell you just for a little while, the things that you do for God are not a waste of time. Amen. The things that you give to God are not a waste of time. Amen. I come to tell you this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord that the tithes you give to the Lord are not a waste. Amen. The time you spend teaching Sunday school. Amen. Or getting ready for music or worship. Singers and drum players, amen, piano players and worshipers. The time you spend is not a waste of time. I've come to tell somebody it's not a waste of time living for God. Amen. When I was a teenager, praise the Lord, a preacher came by the name of Brother Brown. Amen. Michael Brown, I think he took a church in Oregon. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he came by and he said, Colton, why don't you live for God? And I was 16. My hair was down to my waist. I played in a heavy metal rock and roll band. Maybe I shouldn't say all this. You know, I can't. Praise the Lord. Amen. But this is the past. Amen. And so he asked me, he said, why won't you live for God? I looked at him and I said, what would I do if I lived for God? What would be the construct of my day? What would I do living for him? Amen. And I left, and a couple of years later, God got a hold of me and prayed through the Holy Ghost and got baptized at 17 years old. Let me tell you, praise the Lord, I didn't see, I didn't have the vision, I didn't have the understanding of what God was going to do, praise the Lord, but here I am, living for God. I want to tell somebody, you might not be able to see down the road, but I promise you, take this room. You might not come here all the time, this might be your first morning here, but let me tell you, you might not see down the road, but God has a call on your life, and God's trying to put you out of the world. God's trying to turn some things around for you. He's trying to make it right. Amen. You get all mixed up and upside down, but God wants to fix it. And God wants to heal it. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you, you might be going through the valley. You might be going through, pardon the expression, you might be going through hell. Amen. But let me tell you what, God will turn that around because He's a good God. Amen. The Bible says, Peter said, that we will repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and He shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you this word. All you got to do is get in your prayers to a loving God who is going to forgive you, who called you out of the world. In the wonderful name of Jesus, all your sins are remitted. Right. Amen. And the Bible says that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, what a beautiful thing it is to see somebody come out of the water filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. I need to breathe for a while. Praise God. I want to tell you, it's not a waste of time to fall on your knees and seek the face of Jesus. It's not a waste of time to lay in your bed at night and pray to the God of your salvation, saints of God. It's not a waste of time to study your Bible. It's not a waste of time to give Bible studies. Amen. It's not a waste of time to fast and push away the plate for a little while. It's not a waste of time to attend church service, every service. It's not a waste of time. I've come to tell you the devil's been lying to you. Amen. The devil's been trying to deter you and turn you around. Amen. He's been trying to tell you it's a waste of time. And what you're doing is little and it's wasteful. But I want to tell you, it's not a waste of time. But I'll tell you what it is worth. It's worth a memorial. Jesus looked at that lady and He said, wheresoever this gospel is preached, this will be told for a memorial of her. Yeah. He said, this is not just a little matter. He said, but this is a weighty matter. And then the apostles, the disciples, they looked upon her and said, this is a waste. But Jesus said, this will be told everywhere the gospel's preached. And here we are, brothers and sisters, 2,000 years later, and we're still talking about this little lady that took an alabaster box. Amen. A year's wage is $30,000. Maybe or $50,000 worth of a precious ointment poured out for Jesus. You might be just thinking about right now, but you've got grandchildren. You've got great-grandchildren. Or you've got children. I've got a little boy, 14 months old. And even as a young man, I think about that someday he's going to grow up. And I want him to be able to say, Daddy, hello. Amen. Daddy was a prayer warrior. Daddy knew how to read his Bible. He would get up and he would pray in the morning. I want to tell you, saints of God, you've got to have a memorial come after you. Amen. You might not see down the road. There's grandchildren. There's a heritage you're going to build. And I promise you, I can think about my grandmother. Amen. That she lived for God. Oh, great-grandma Jackie, praise the Lord. Some of you know her. Amen. When it got hard, praise the Lord, she went and she laid hands on the washer and dryer when it wasn't working. Amen. And I want to tell you, when it got hard and her husband died in her 40s, she just kept living for God. Amen. And when she got bone spurs in her back, praise the Lord, she was hurt pretty bad. She said, hey, I need prayer. She came up to the front of the building. She came up and we put a chair out front. This was this old time. And it was just maybe 10 years ago. And we put a chair out. And she, we set her down and we all began to pray for her. And we'll tell you that faith that Grandma Jackie had, it began to stir. And when she raised up her hand, praise God, God healed her of all those bones through she had in her mouth. She didn't cry out to the Lord. She didn't have any more pain. And I want to tell you that the memorial of Grandma Jackie still hanging on. But if you're just looking at right now, if you're just thinking about right now, you're just thinking about what the cost is, and you're just worried about the waste, it's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. Living for God's no waste of time.
Right.
The last thing you want to do, saint of God, is get bitter. The Bible talks about a root of bitterness that can destroy. And it goes down through the generations and it will destroy many, the Bible says. I remember a man that was up in Washington. Amen. The preacher, he began to talk about some things. Lay down the law, if you will. Let them know what the Bible said about holiness and different things. This man that had been in the church full of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, his family all living for God, he stood up and said, "You don't tell me how to live." He said, "We're going to leave, me and my family." That preacher begged him. He said, "Please don't leave. Just stay. We can work this out. You know, I want to teach you. I want to help you." And that man got bitter at that preacher. That man died lost. That man died lost. And his children barely know God. And his children are addicts and drug addicts today. Another story is of the Dean family. Amen. A good man by the name of Brother Bridges up in Canada. Amen. From Glenn Burgess' church way back. Amen. He was just a young boy. And he was with his uncle. And the uncle one day got fed up with the way that the preacher was preaching. He didn't like all the things that were being said. Praise God. And he told that preacher, "I'm not coming back." He said, You've upset me one too many times. And Uncle Dean, he left the church. One time that preacher, I believe it was in Glenoma Valley in Washington, he went out to see Uncle Dean. And Uncle Dean was building a house. And when he saw that preacher coming, he jumped down from the scaffolding and he had a hammer. And he said, "If you come on my property, preacher, I'm going to hit you and kill you. I'm going to hit you with this hammer." He was mad. He had an anger. He had a bitterness in his spirit, in his soul. And today, Brother Bridges, just not too long ago, Brother Bridges said that he's the only one in the Dean family that lives for God today. He said that he goes to family reunions. Nobody looks Pentecostal. Nobody goes to church. He said they fight and they bicker. The whole family's upset. And he asked them, "Why do you guys fight so much?" And they said, "We don't know why. We're just angry." I'm telling you, bitterness will go to the next generation. I've come to tell somebody, when you listen to the devil too long, you begin to listen to his lies telling you it's a waste of time. Right. You'll start getting bitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You'll start thinking of things the wrong way.
Yes.
You'll start looking at the men of God in a wrong way.
Right.
I was praying in here last night and I felt like God, there's somebody that God's dealing with today. And I look out across this congregation, I see good Holy Ghost filled people. Let me just tell you, you've got to get bitterness out before it gets a root. If you see the slightest little bit begin to grow up, you've got to get it out before it gets a root.
Yep.
Before you start getting mad at this good preacher.
The Bible says how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. It's a Holy Ghost filled preacher.
Hallelujah.
It'll save you. The Bible says that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Don't get bitter at your preacher. I didn't know this was going to go this way, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't get mad, young men, young ladies. You start seeing it wrong now. As you get older, it gets worse. Gets worse. Middle-aged families, moms and dads with little kids, don't get angry. Don't go home and bash on the preacher. But lift him up. I'm telling you, some families, they go home, they begin to say, hey, what he preached this morning, we don't believe that. Don't do that.
Amen.
I know of other families that when the preacher said something, they walk out the door and little kid goes, Mom, we don't do that at home. And they've turned to their kids and said, we do now.
Amen.
From today on, we do now.
Right.
It's done change. It's different from today on. Because the preacher got up and the preacher began to talk to me. And I might not be living right, but if I align myself with God, I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I'll tell you, I don't want to miss out on heaven. I'm not going to miss out on heaven because I got bitter, because I got angry. Amen. I'm not going to begin to look at the things that I do. Now when I'm at home church, I play the piano. If there's a piano player there, I play the drums. Or if there's enough musicians there, I might sing. I do Sunday school. I did youth group for a long time. Almost 10 years. Amen. I've done outreach and Bible studies on Monday. My whole week has always been filled up with the kingdom. And there were times where I looked at it and said, is this a waste?
Yeah.
Is what I'm doing wrong? Amen. I had to keep focused and keep on saying what I'm doing is right. Amen. It's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. But it's a weighty matter. And let me tell you why it's a weighty matter. Jesus said what she's doing, it's for my burial. He said, she's anointing my body. And it's because I'm about to be crucified. And that aroma filled the room. And that anointing was on the body of Jesus. Let me tell you, body of Christ, it's sitting here today. You need an anointing on you. You need a sweet, smelling savor of prayer. They need to see the anointing that's on the body. It's not just a little matter, but it's very weighty. What you're doing on midweek and the time you spend in prayer and reading your Bible, it shows up on Sunday. That dedication on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, it shows up on Sunday morning. Praise God. And when you can conjure up some Holy Ghost and you come in here on pre-service prayer, the anointing starts to fall. Amen. And sinners, they begin to say, my goodness, what's this sweet aroma filling the room? Oh, hallelujah. It's just the Holy Ghost. It's just the power of the Lord coming down. Deliver and bring healing and bring restoration.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a weighty matter, saints of God.
Amen.
It's a weighty matter. The Bible says, did you know this? The Bible says you're the apple of God's eye. You're the apple of God's eye. The original language is
really says you're the little man. In Spanish, look in your in a Spanish Bible, it says you're the little woman of God's eye. Just translational things. But that original language, that little man, you're the little man in God's eye. The reason is if you're at his feet, breaking open that alabaster box, he's looking at you. As long as Jesus is looking at you, your reflection is in his eye. And you're that little man in his eye. But as you back off, and you're no longer at the feet of Jesus, and you're concerned with cares of the world, but if you want to be the apple, if you want to be the little man, you've got to spend some time at the feet of Jesus. You got to spend some time. I'm telling you, we might not be, you know, running around, jumping up and down. You're not standing on your ear. That's all right. I didn't come for that. I come to tell somebody, you've got to spend some time with Jesus. I didn't come to preach some fanciful message just to tell you that you need Jesus. I've come to tell you, if you're a visitor here, you need Jesus. You need the Lord, the King of glory. You don't need anything out in the world. You need him. Jesus, let's lift our hands in this place. Oh, King of glory, we need you, Lord. We need you alone in the name of God. Come on, saints, we need a move of God here. Hallelujah. Jesus, I want to spend some time with my Savior. It's not a waste of time, it's not a waste. I just want to spend some time with you, Lord. Jesus. I want to tell you, saints of God, you've been praying for it. You've been looking for it. There's some saints in here that you carry around a burden for souls, and I feel it. I walked around in here last night, and every time I got on a soul, I'm praying for the lost. I could feel the burden that some of you carry. And the rest of you that don't have that burden, that's all right. You just, you're not going to understand what's happening here right now. Some of the names that you have written down right here, you spend a little time with Jesus. Call out these names that are right here. I saw a little section that said backsliders. Spend some time there. The body needs anointing. You ain't going to get it without prayer. It's not just a little talk or a little walk with Jesus. I need a long talk. Not just a little faith, no, I need a whole lot of faith. Not just a little walk, but I need a walk with him. The body needs an order today. And you'll see them start coming back. I promise you. You'll see some of these you've been praying for come on in. But don't look at it like it's a waste of time. Tuesday night prayer. Oh, it's not a waste of time, Pastor Newman. Wednesday night service, not a waste of time. Jesus. Jesus. Let's all stand. You don't need nothing else. You don't need books. You don't need philosophy. You don't need the vain things of this world. You need Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. Paul, this is what he said. He said that I preach Jesus. I preach Christ and Him crucified. That's it. That's what we need, saints.